Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
To this, the bell bottoms that I wore were pretty tight because I got them at a thrift store, and of course it wasn't my size, but I squeezed myself into them anyway. That's the extent of that.
But you've never been like a sexy nurse, sexy washer fluid, anything like that?
Nope. No sexy stapler, no sexy sandwich, no sexy mustard.
By the way, sexy washer fluid, it is going to be the costume of 2021. I know all of you are like, sexy washer fluid, okay,
come
Clayton.
Come on.
It'll be a thing, trust me. There's a sexy vaccine costume this year. It's basically just a peach-colored dress.
It's like a skin-colored, tight latex dress.
Yeah, you're going to look like a bicep, unless that bicep has one of those barbed wire tattoos.
Maybe.
It's a bicep with no tattoos, and then there's a needle headband that you wear.
A headband that looks, and the thing is, the needle, the syringe that's there has blood in it.
Because when I think of sexy, I think of syringes.
I feel like they're maybe making a joke of it. I hope they are, because it's gotten to that point now where there is a sexy version of almost any costume whatsoever.
Like sexy washer fluid.
Which is ridiculous. But the fact that they put so little thought into this, like, I don't know, put the word vaccine on there or something.
Are sexy costumes done?
No.
You don't think sexy costumes are done?
No.
I think, like, in 2011, 2012, they were huge. Everyone was doing sexy costumes. Just seems like the funny costumes are taking over the sexy costumes.
I wonder if that has to do with our age group.
Maybe.
Just putting it out there.
Did this just turn into a, you know, you're old when you think sexy costumes aren't a good idea?
I think so, Clayton.
Oh, man.
Look what we stumbled on.
I'm just more of a funny costume guy. Like, if I'm single and I go to a Halloween party, I'm not going to be talking to the sexy nurse. I'm going to be talking to the girl who dressed up like a John Candy character.
Yes.
That's who I'm talking to. If someone dressed up like Gus Polinski or Del Griffith, that's who I'm going to go talk to right there.
Yeah.
A shower curtain rod salesman? Shower curtain ring salesman. Oh, I blew it. It's shower ring salesman. I'll put in my 2 weeks notice.
Okay.
It's fine.
Thank you.
Moral of the story, sexy costumes. You know what? Do whatever you want.
That's true.
Do whatever you want.
But also stay warm.
Exactly.
It's cold on Halloween.
You know you're old when, and this is a twofer, you know you're old when in Halloween you're worried about people's temperature because of their costumes.
Yeah.
Please stay, wear a jacket.
You're going to catch your death of cold.
Bring one in your pillowcase just in case, okay? you know you're a ridiculous pet owner when your Halloween costume doesn't even come close to costing as much as your dog or cat or iguana's Halloween costume.
Here we go.
My Halloween costume's always super cheap. I go to Goodwill.
Yep.
I spend maybe $10. Maybe on my Halloween costumes, whatever. I'm not a big costume guy. I'm like Jim Halpert from The Office. Just, I'll figure it out. I'll be that creative, kind of snarky costume guy, right? That's who I am.
Yeah.
But when it comes to my dog, I will go all out.
Uh-oh.
I will make sure that my dog has the cutest costume of all time. I don't care about my own costume.
Yeah.
But I'm putting a lot of time and effort into my dog's costume. And I think I have the perfect costume.
Let's hear it.
My dog is going to be a CFL ref. Now, if you listen to Cruise Mornings a lot, you are laughing your butt off right now. If you don't listen to Cruise Mornings and you don't know my dog doesn't have any eyes.
Oh, Kipper.
My dog is blind.
Mm-hmm.
My dog is going to be a CFL ref for Halloween.
That is perfect.
It's all coming together.
Yeah.
All I need is just a striped shirt. Done.
Yeah.
Done. And people are going to be like, what? What's your dog? A zebra? No, CFL ref.
Yeah.
And it's going to take them a while. They're going to be like, what? Huh?
It all makes sense.
Those are the best Halloween costumes. The ones that make people go,
yeah.
Huh? What? Well done.
That's
well
awesome.
Done. Those are the best ones. So yeah, that's yeah. I make jokes to laugh at my pain, basically. That's what I do. CFL ref, good one. Yeah.
I think that is very clever and also like reasonable for her. If all she has to wear is like a little dog's shirt.
Oh yeah.
Decent. She's not carrying around, you know, tarantula legs or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, newsflash. Your dog hates the spider costume.
Yeah.
Your dog hates spiders in real life. It's not going to like being an actual spider.
With Stacey and Clayton. I use that term very loosely.
Here's my impression of someone who has nothing but pine trees in their yard, but the wind keeps blowing other people's leaves onto their yard. Oh, come on! Oh, and let me guess, nothing on Phil's yard. Nope, not a single leaf. The world continues to smile on Phil.
Everything okay there, sweetie?
Everything's fine.
Here's my impression of a 90s kid discovering the magic flute cheat in Super Mario Bros. 3 for the first time. Holy sh**. Josh, you gotta come over right now. You are not gonna believe what I just found. No, just come over, bring your pops, grab some Sunny D. I have pizza pops in the microwave. Get over here.
Here's my impression of a kid holding the flashlight for his dad while he works on the car. I am holding it still, Dad. It just seems wobbly because you're still drunk from last night. When I'm 18, I'm so out of here, so I don't have to worry about your rules anymore, okay? Yeah? Oh, what? I'm done? I didn't want to help out in the first place. Good. You know Mom flirts with the neighbor, right?
Here's my impression of everyone watching the pizza tracker when they order online. Okay, Devin is putting my pizza in the oven. Don't f*** this up, Devin.
We talk about Zellers a lot on the show.
So much.
Whenever it is in the news, which is rarely, we talk about it. It has been in the news a lot this year for whatever reason.
Also, I used to work there. I worked there for like 4 years in high school, and it was great.
Was it as good as everyone thought it would be back in the day?
They paid way more than minimum wage.
See, that's why everyone wanted to work at Zellers back in the day, is because they paid really well. And the people who got the jobs at Zellers, it seems like they were the cool kids in high school.
Well, that is me. You're talking about me, Clayton.
The Blockbuster kids, the Zellers kids, the kids who got to work at like an arcade or something like that, right? There were so many cool jobs when you were a kid.
Plus, we got a discount at the restaurant. Hello, fries and gravy. Yes.
That's not the coolest brag in the world, but that's okay.
It's okay. Anyway, Zellers has been, we were saying, like just completely riding that nostalgia bandwagon as of late. They've been doing some pop-up stores because the Hudson Bay Company still owns the trademark for Zellers. Zellers is still their company. So they've been doing these pop-ups lately, and people, again, just constantly sharing nostalgic memories of Zellers. But listen to this. A family in Quebec, it's a company-owned, or a family-owned company, and they tried to apply for trademarks on the name Zellers, Zellers Incorporated, Zellers Convenience Store, and Zellers Restaurant.
Oh, they're just trying to...
And honestly, Hudson Bay still owns those trademarks. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how you could think that would work. Hudson Bay said what's happening is this company is trying to intentionally mislead Canadian consumers and trade on the valuable goodwill owned by Hudson Bay.
Yeah.
And so they think what they were trying to do was to possibly use that Zellers trademark to get money from people. So like a scam.
Well, and also you can't just add words to the end of another word, and it's like, hey, this is original and mine now. No, you can't. Oh, Domino's Pizza? Too bad. It's Domino's Pizza Association.
Yeah.
That's my company's name. Sorry, it's not the same as yours. No, it's totally different. It's totally different.
I'm opening a new convenience store called 7-Eleven Incorporated.
Exactly. 7-Eleven and a half. It's mine. It's totally different than yours. I hate when people try to beat the system like this.
I know. I just don't understand how they thought they were going to get away with it.
Well, to be fair, though, I mean, if they did get away with it and they did get the Zellers name, Zellers sends me an email asking for money.
Yep.
I'm sending the money because I want Zellers back. So it is kind of a genius idea. Random movie shout out. Movies that
like
we love that not a lot of people have seen, or even if they're popular movies, just giving them a shout out, talking about them and why they're good. Random movie shout out time, Stacey. What you got over there?
Starring none other than Jake Gyllenhaal. It's the movie Nightcrawler.
Oh, such a good flick.
I saw something with, what's his name, Jake Gyllenhaal in it, and I went to IMDb because, of course, when you're watching a movie or a show, how much time do you spend on IMDb?
Because
I do it all the time. And I went back through his, the films that he had done. Nightcrawler was so It was so good. It was scary because he played such a good, crazy character. If you don't know what it's about, he plays a TV cameraman that is investigating, I believe it's a shooting or something that took place. It gets crazy and it gets warped and weird. And I think at the end of the movie, I remember just being kind of like, okay, well, that was unsettling. I love those kind of movies. By the way, it's a 7.8 out of 10 on IMDb.
I will never trust another cameraman again.
I know.
Because of that. Because of that movie.
Exactly.
He was an ambulance chaser, basically.
Yeah.
So he would chase ambulances looking for the news story. Pretty greasy.
There were a lot of times in that movie, too, where something would happen and you'd be like, what?
I know.
What?
There's a movie, 1 Hour Photo, with Robin Williams from back in the day.
Yes.
It's kind of got those same vibes. Mm-hmm. Like those same, you give me the heebies kind of vibes there. 1 Hour Photo, don't sleep on that one. Whenever I see someone driving a Toyota Echo now, I always think, oh, they're probably following someone around stalking them. For me, you're probably thinking silly movies, getting the shout out, nay, nay. And I just want to say, mine got a better IMDb rating and Rotten Tomatoes rating. And yours. Spotlight. It's the movie about the Boston Globe newspaper doing the story about the Catholic Church and how they were moving the priests around.
Oh, okay.
It's with Michael Keaton, so right there you know it's going to be good. Mark Ruffalo, Rachel McAdams, Canadian. It's just about like journalism in the early 2000s, basically. It gives you like a sneak peek into what it was like. Like you see all the giant, huge desktop computers.
Because that was 20... Did you say 2000?
2003 is when it was, when the story came out.
Because like 19 years ago.
I know, because like 9/11 happens in this movie as well. It just gives you like a glimpse into what the paper industry, like the newspaper industry was like in that early 2000s, late 90s time period.
See them pop up on your thread on either Facebook or Instagram, and you realize that the people that are doing these videos have huge, huge amounts of followers. And you wonder how that happens, because all they're doing is weird things. Like, case in point, there's a guy who has an account where all he does is crack open wheels of cheese.
The big giant Russian guy?
Yes, he's massive and very flamboyant and exuberant and like crazy. And he cracks open wheels of cheese, and people love watching that.
And it's not like there's a surprise in the middle of the cheese. It's not like he's dancing. It's not like he's doing really anything. He just opens the cheese.
And then does he take a bite? I don't even know if he
eats
it.
Maybe takes a little slice and that's it. And you're like, okay. This guy gets like 5 million views per video. That's what it is.
I just saw another one too where this guy is like maintaining a golf course. He's the golf maintenance guy. So he's like tending to the greens, fixing the sand traps, stuff like that. I called it the sand trap this time. What did I call it last time? Salt pit.
That's what Stacy thought the sand trap was called. Salt pit.
I love golf.
Oh, hit it in the salt, Jim.
Hit it
in
the salt.
Give me my salt wedge.
But his videos are just him, you know, replacing the cup that the ball goes in and like sweeping around the sand traps and stuff. And he's got tons of followers.
Because it's interesting. These things that you'd never think of are so interesting. Like getting a golf hole on the green. Do you know how interesting that is? The tools that they use?
It was cool.
Wild. It's not maybe not wild. It's just like, I had no idea that's how they did it.
Exactly. And those videos I have time for because you learn something. It's like, oh, I had no idea that's how it was done. Mm-hmm. There's another person that has an account that I saw popped up again on my feed because it was food related. She makes recipes, but she serves them on her countertop. Have you seen this? Where she like dumps the sauce on her counter and then dumps the spaghetti.
See, those people are fakes.
Mixes it with her hands.
No, those people are phonies.
Parmesan cheese.
See, those people know exactly what they're doing. They're doing the shock value for likes. And I can't stand those people on the internet. The people on the internet that will drive you crazy on purpose for the likes and the views.
Yeah.
Those people are complete cowards. Because they're no originality, no creativity. They're just like, well, we're going to make you feel uncomfortable right now. And that's it.
And nothing makes me feel more comfortable than someone splitting open a wheel of cheese.
Oh, man, I love that cheese guy.
Good.
I love that guy.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.